In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all Saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we're finishing volume 24, May 26, 1928. And we're on the third paragraph, basically. We just went through Jesus telling Louisa that all that the Triune God has done for us, the goods, these knowledges, these truths, these promises that God has given to us, is the secrets and the treasures of the Holy Spirit. And our God is asking us to become aware of what he's doing. And he says to Louisa often, nobody thanks God. They just take it. He says, as thieves, you know, like the sun shining. You know, when we're outside, do we say to the Lord, thank you for the sun? When it's raining, thank you, Lord, for the rain. When it's snowing, thank you, Lord, for the snow. See, everything that God is doing is for us. And he says, all of creation is yours. So when you pray the rounds of creation, you enter into this abundant life. And all that Jesus and Mary have done in redemption is ours. The kingdom of redemption is ours. And it's to thank God and to praise God and to love God and to glorify God and to worship God. So when you pray the rounds, you enter into this abundant life of Jesus and Mary, how they prayed. This is what they taught Louisa. So Jesus says, or Louisa responds to Jesus, my beloved, who knows when this kingdom of the divine will come on earth as it is in heaven? When is this going to happen? A lot of people say to me, when I talk about the divine will, oh, that's going to happen 1,000 years from now. Oh, that's not for now. Jesus says to Louisa, the reason I'm telling you this is I want the kingdom now on earth as it is in heaven. And Jesus says this to Louisa, if I have to, I will wait centuries to do this. Do we want God to wait centuries for this to happen? Do we want God to wait and wait and wait for this outpouring of the Holy Spirit to happen? He says, I'm looking for the souls who want the divine will more than anything, and I will give it to the world. Through them. How? See, if you're living a life of peace, joy, and happiness, the kingdom has begun to be reigning in you. When you're worried, fearful, anxious, complaining, and negative, Jesus says, I'm not there. What does Our Lady say? Our Lady says, if you want peace in the world, you must begin to live peace in your heart. What is this peace? It's the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary. That's peace. That's joy. That's happiness. That's heaven. So our Lord is asking us to get out of the misery that's all around us. He's asking us to live a life of heaven. So he says this, my daughter, Louisa, in order for redemption to come, it took 4,000 years. Because people that prayed and longed for the future redeemer was the smallest number, a limited number of people. So it took 4,000 years from Adam to Our Lady, 4,000 years. And then what happened? All that prayer of 4,000 years, what did it do? Because of Our Lady's prayer, most especially, because of her fiat mihi, most especially, the kingdom now had a place to reign in the womb of the Blessed Mother. The kingdom was there in Mary. And therefore, Jesus could come to earth. Because of the divine will, because of Our Lady's link to the divine will, as the first one to live in the divine will since Adam, the first human. But because she is Theotokos, the mother of God, no one can compare to the Blessed Mother. She is everything to God. When she appeared to Bruno in 1947, she said to Bruno, I am the daughter of the Father, the mother of the Son, the spouse and temple of the Holy Spirit. When we look at Mary, we see God. She's not a visible representation of God. But who is she? She's the daughter of the Father. She's the mother of the Son. She's the spouse and temple of the Holy Spirit. We begin to see the image and likeness of God on earth. First, it's Jesus, the Son of God. Then it's Mary, the mother of God, Theotokos. And now this life of Jesus and Mary is given to Louisa. This great gift of the divine will is begun finally in a human born of original sin. This is why we love Louisa. It's not for Louisa. It's because Jesus and Mary live in this soul. And Jesus says, now I want to live in your soul. My mother wants to live in your soul. We are to have this, if you want to say, DNA of Jesus, DNA of Mary. What is that DNA? Image and likeness of God. So Jesus says, in order for redemption to come, it took 4,000 years because the people that prayed and longed for Jesus, the future Redeemer, was the smallest one, the most limited number. And it's the same thing now. He says, but those that belong to my church are more people and oh, how much greater in number than the first one of redemption. So sanctification is going to come sooner than that 4,000 years. So what Jesus shows Louisa is this. He says, you know, you were chosen, Louisa, to be the one to hear, to listen to what Jesus and Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve, have planned, what the Father has planned through Jesus, the new Adam, Mary, the new Eve. So we're going to write it in detail. Now, what did the Israelites have? They were given the Ten Commandments. God wrote the Ten Commandments on those stones. The tablets, and they were read every day. And that's why Jesus said, he said very clearly that those that read the Torah know me, Jesus says. They believe what Moses said about me. He says, those basically that read the Talmud says you can't hear what God wants. So again, there's two different books. There's the book of the Torah, and those that read the Torah believe that Jesus is the Messiah. And when you read the Old Testament, it's all about Jesus. It's about Jesus coming, the struggle of humanity to turn to God and beg for God to come on earth as it is in heaven. And Our Lady prayed perfectly. And because of Our Lady prayers as a teenager, As a young girl, because of her prayers, the Messiah had a place to come to reign. And now what Jesus is doing, he says something greater is coming. The kingdom of redemption is here after 4,000 years of prayer. Now, after 2,000 years of living this kingdom of redemption, Jesus says now the kingdom of sanctification is going to come upon earth. This great outpouring of the Holy Spirit is going to come upon earth. This harvest is going to come upon earth. See, where we're supposed to live is where Adam lived, a day was like 1,000 years, 1,000 years is like a day. So when God said to Adam, if you eat of the fruit of that tree that you're not supposed to, you will die that day. So he died at 930 years old. He died that day. 930 years. Because a day was like 1,000 years. So what's coming is this 1,000-year reign, which is only the first day of Jesus and Mary. The kingdom of God is going to come on earth as it is in heaven, as God originally planned for Adam and his children. And because Adam failed, it took 4,000 years for the Messiah to come and his mother, the new Adam and the new Eve. Now, 2,000 years later, Jesus says, finally, we have a newborn, Louisa, one born of original sin, who now possesses the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary. So Jesus says, because of the billion Catholics, billion Christians on earth, He says, the number will shorten the time. More so since the Catholic faith is making its way everywhere, this is nothing but the preparation for the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. Everything's ready. Everything's set. So what is God doing now? He's still in charge. God is in charge. What is he doing? He's telling us to get ready for what? The kingdom of God on earth exactly the way it's in heaven. Because Jesus tells Louisa, I want no difference between heaven and earth. I want no difference. He says, those that have died and are in heaven in the divine will, he says, now I want the divine will on earth as it is in heaven to begin to live this abundant life. So what is Jesus doing? He said he has predestined us to live at this time so that the kingdom of God becomes alive in us. And what is that? No worry, no fear, no anxiety, no complaints, no negativity, to the point of no sin. God is getting everything ready. And he's asking us, he's pleading with us to begin to live this abundant life. Again, we have to go to confession each week. Why? We're weak. We're fallen. We have been redeemed. And Our Lady co-redeemed with Christ on Calvary. She was with Jesus on Calvary. Her heart was split in two as well. Jesus is saying to us, what's coming is the crowning of my church. What's coming is everyone, this is what he says in the last chapter of I'm 24 to Louisa, everyone will be Catholic. This universal life is what God breathed into Adam, the father of humanity. This universal life, this Catholic life, is what God breathed in. And that's why Jesus and Mary came to earth, to start this universal life again. Now, 2,000 years later, with God basically saying, get ready, I have to give to everyone what they want. How are you living this life? Is it the true life of Jesus and the true life of Mary? If you want that life, go to Louisa. She's the first one to possess this. She's the newborn of the divine will. As we read this, as we study this, as we put this into practice, it's a new beginning for all of humanity. And Jesus is looking at us and saying to us, I've given you the book of heaven. I predestine you to live at this time to have the book of heaven, to read, to study, to put into practice how this is going to happen and why the kingdom of God is going to happen on earth as it is in heaven. So he looks at us and he says very, very clearly, are you living a life of peace, joy, and happiness? Or are you worried, fearful, anxious, complaining, and negative? He says, if you're worried, fearful, anxious, complaining, and negative, you are anticipating hell because you're living it. But if you're peaceful, joyful, and happy, you are anticipating heaven. So what's the consequence of living in the divine will? Peace, joy, and happiness. Don't fall into the trap of worry, fear, anxiety, complaints, negativity, and sin. Live the true life of Jesus. Begin to live the true life of Mary. How do you do this? Listen to Louisa. They told Louisa how and why the kingdom of God is going to come on earth as it is in heaven. So we'll end with a prayer. May the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask that all the little children of the Holy Divine Will become divinely healed, and we pray that this prayer becomes God's command. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. God bless you.